Hi there. The word for you today is on questions about your vision. In Genesis 15 verse 1, we read, "The word of the Lord came in a vision." God promised Abraham in Genesis 12 verse 3, "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Now that's a big vision. But God knew Abraham had the faith to embrace it and fulfill it. Look, if you hate what you have to do in order to pursue your vision, something is wrong. Examine your motives. See if there are inconsistencies between who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. Have you taken ownership of the vision? Do you have the heart for it? If pursuing your vision causes you to violate your values, you know what? You need to get another vision. Maybe the problem is your attitude. Let's think about that. Are you too idealistic? You must accept the way your vision is unfolding and change your expectations according to how long it'll take. 90% of all disappointments stem from one thing, unrealistic expectations, where time is concerned. Number two, have you stopped dreaming daily? You must let yourself dream a little bit every day. Explore possibilities and embrace options. You must be creative. You must continue to dream, because that's what helps you move forward. Number three, do you appreciate each small step of progress you've made? One way to feel fulfilled is to celebrate each success. Recognize when you pass milestones. Thanking God for your progress will encourage you like nothing else and keep you moving forward. And fourth, have you made personal growth your goal? Hear me. The only way to fulfill a big vision is to grow with it. The bigger the vision, the bigger you have to be to achieve it. What is God revealing to you right now in your current situation? How can you grow? Look, the greatest reward of pursuing a vision is who you become as a result of it.